I'm Lowell Zielinski, and I'm going to make a presentation today on responsive cotton to at different stress levels to the chemical Trimax Pro. And the goal here was to investigate Trimax Pro's or imidacloprid's ability to mitigate stresses in cotton fields. Okay, in almost all fields, cotton suffers some kind of abiotic or biotic stress throughout the season. The neonicotinoid insecticide, either Trimax Pro or Provado, they're the same active ingredient, but they're different formulations. The formulations got changed in the middle of the trial. Has been shown to alleviate stress and provide some positive yield results, primarily through the work of Derek Oosterhaus in Arkansas. This presentation presents the results of 2 years of trial work comparing the application of either Trimax Pro or Provado to a competitor neonicotinoid, the one we chose was Centric. Unlike most trials, we chose locations that had high levels of variability because we were trying to find the response to different stress levels from an application of Trimax Pro. And we had used fields that we had evaluated in the past, and we knew that they had high levels of stress. Couple of assumptions here. This wasn't an insecticide study. We weren't looking at the efficacy of the insecticidal properties of these two materials. So we're assuming that both materials controlled insects relatively equally, and if that there was any damage either prior to or after the application, that it was the same across both treatments. Okay. Our hypothesis here was that Trimax Pro or Provado or imidacloprid will increase cotton yields above a competitor's neonicotinoid at the same level of insect control or damage. And we also hypothesized that there will be a significant interaction between stress level and treatment, meaning at low stress levels, high vigor levels, there won't be a yield response, and at very severe stress levels, there won't be a yield response, but at moderate stress levels, that there would be. Okay, a little tiny bit of background here on the methodology. We used remote sensing of the near-infrared and the red portions of the light spectrum, and these have been shown to be correlated with yield, especially from work from Richard Plant out of UC Davis. Cotton plants, poorly reflect red light because it's absorbed, so the reflection is low due to absorption by chlorophyll. They also reflect near-infrared light very well. You calculate something, a normalized ratio or something called NDVI, and that NDVI value is correlated with plant health. The normalized NDVI values can range between -1 and +1, but for practical purposes, they range between 0 and 0.8. Methodologies, we took two different insecticides were applied to cotton fields with ranges of different stress levels. The two materials were Trimax or Provado, and the other one was the competitor neonicotinoid Centric. There were many stress factors involved in the trials. They were documented in the first year, and experience has told me that these were the ones that were involved, and then the soil test helped confirm this. This is an example of one of the fields that we had the trial in. The treatments were applied, north is on the top of the field, top of the slide, the treatments were applied north to south, and you can see the legend showing that the blue areas are high vigor and the pink areas would be very low. So you can see there was a lot of variability in this field. And as a researcher or one who has done trials for over the years, this would be kind of a disaster field to pick to do a trial in. Okay, this is just a typical example of what the trial looked like, the plot plan of a trial. The application equipment, 90 feet at a time. It was 45 feet at a time we went up and back for the trial. Okay, here are the trials that we're reporting on. See, in 2006, we used Provado as the material and compared it to Centric. And in 2007, we used Trimax Pro and compared it to Centric. Notice the application timings changed. In the first year, we had an early bloom and a mid-bloom application. And in 2007, we had an early square and an early bloom application. And we'll show you why we chose those. We made that change. Methods, we determined cotton vigor through the raw aerial images we acquired from the company InTime Incorporated. Now, we didn't use their analysis of NDVI. I did that myself with a program called ArcView, and there's an extension to ArcView, which is an add-in. It's called Image Analyst. Okay. Each image was then categorized into 10 NDVI classes, and the resulting categorization map was converted to a shapefile to help us correlate the NDVI values of our polygon with the yields that occurred. Okay. The yield data was collected using yield monitors. On John Deere cotton pickers, we had three different yield monitors, AgriPlant 700, Ag Leader model, and the John Deere models themselves. And of course, each yield monitor has their own proprietary software you have to work with, and we worked with, but they all could fortunately produce shape files, which could be used in ArcView. The data from the different layers, okay, ArcView is a GIS software program. You create layers with it. We created three different layers, one of NDVI value, one of treatment, which would be Provado or Centric, and then the yields. And they were joined inside the ArcView program with a feature called Join, which merges the tables together so you can then keep track of, okay, this treatment went with this NDVI value and went with this yield value. When data was reduced using Microsoft Excel 2007, anybody who's worked with cotton yield monitors know that you have portions of the field which yield zero, and you have portions of the field which yields in excess of 10 bales an acre. We generally limited anything less than 0.3 bales per acre was excluded from the trial. Anything yielding greater than 7 bales an acre was excluded. That was roughly 2 standard deviations away from the means. Looking at the yield data, we did make one change in the method of analysis, and I'll show you why a little bit later. But you can see, if I can do this right, where are you, mouse? Oh, where is it? Oh, the real mouse. Okay, in 2006, the AgriPlant harvester gave us these polygons and produced a yield. I don't think it's accurate to 5 decimal places, but produced a yield associated with the trial. And then the colored box or polygons on the outside are the NDVI classes associated with. When you join in ArcView, if there's more than one NDVI class per yield polygon, you lose the NDVI value associated with the yield polygon. So in 2007, we converted the yield polygon yields, or that area, to point values located at the centroid of the polygon, which is right in the middle of the polygon. It helped us have many, many more yield points. We used JUMP version 5.1 for our statistical analysis. It's produced by the SAS people. These trials are not traditional in that they don't use replication, but keep in mind the purpose of replication is to manage variability within the field. We were looking to use the variability to acquire information about how Provado responds, how cotton responds to Provado at different stress levels. So we didn't feel that we needed replications in the traditional sense. Okay, looking at the results. We did some plant mapping. There we go. And this is the results for the first year. And what we're looking at here is this is down on the bottom. It's main stem node number. And on the left axis, the horizontal, the vertical axis, it's the average internode length at each node just above the one on the x-axis. We measured every internode distance on a lot of plants. And you can see that there it is. Okay, this is the high stress levels, and by at node 7, the internode length was becoming shorter. Okay, this is well before bloom, so one of the most sensitive measures of stress in cotton or in any plant is expansive growth. Expansive growth was being reduced because the average internode distance was being reduced. If we look at the other lines that go higher, and again, there we go, these lines here, you can see that in the low stress or medium stress plots, the L's and the M's, okay, actually these are vigor levels, okay, so the H stands for high vigor, so these are high vigor. The Provado, our Trimax treated ones, continue to have or exhibit good internode distances, whereas the centric treated one, the internode distance in the moderate stress level was reduced. Again, this is one of the reasons we switched to using the earlier timing, because we observed that we had stress occurring at about 7 nodes of growth. Okay, the results, these were the trials that we compared. In the first trial in 2006, where salinity was the primary factor, this is the Provado line, this is the centric line. This is NDVI value. The lower the NDVI value, the more stressed the field is, the less the vigor, or the more stressed that particular polygon was. And our hypothesis in this one, where we'd have an interaction between treatment and NDVI level or stress level, wasn't held up. We saw a good response to Provado or imidacloprid at all NDVI values. And again, this is the interaction term. It was not significant. Look at the error term. This is the number of degrees of freedom in the error term. That gives you roughly an idea of how many polygons we measured. There was 1,253 polygons measured in this plot in 2006. I mean, compare this to other types of trials where there may be a few dozen at the most. So this is a part of the reason for the power of this trial or this technique. Looking at an adjacent field on the same grower the next year, and remember, this is where we made the points as opposed to keeping the polygons. You can see we had 8,700 measures of yield versus stress level at the two different treatments in this year. In this year, the interaction between the treatment, either imidacloprid or centric, was significant. And as you can see, what is happening here is that we had a higher yield at more stress levels, at lower vigor, and the yield advantage became reduced at the higher stress. And this is kind of what you'd expect. If the cotton's not under stress, relieving of stress shouldn't help in yield. In another trial in 2006, we look at, again, centric versus Provado. At high stress levels or low vigor levels, okay, we're not seeing a response. This is fairly severe stress. And at very low stress, we're not seeing, at very low stress or very high vigor, we're not seeing response. But again, at intermediate stress levels, we are seeing response. People might ask, okay, how can you convert NDVI values to other cotton growth parameters we can understand or see? About 0.2 on the NDVI level would end up with a plant being about 24 inches tall. 0.6 on the NDVI would be about 45 inches tall. Just give you a rough idea where that is. Conclusions, Trimax Pro or Provado gave a consistent yield response when the NDVI values under hypoxic conditions, which was happened to be the last slide I showed you, was between about 0.2 and 0.5. And when we were looking at saline conditions, if Provado gave a positive yield response across almost all stress levels. The data suggests that there's superior stress mitigation with Provado or imidacloprid than the competitor's neonicotinoid. And then finally, I think this methodology or this technique offers a new way of looking at PGR effects on cotton when we're wondering about at what stress levels would methacrylate chloride give us a response. Or with the new technologies coming out for transgenic traits with stress mitigation in them, you could use the same feature to find where indeed are there responses. So thank you very much. Good time.